This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
You have your eye on a certain LSU commit.
Jaden Fauske, Nazareth Academy in suburban Chicago. I had a great visit there with Jaden Fauske, who, by the way, was a former football player at Nazareth Academy, which is also the alma mater of former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Jaden Fauske is there on his way to LSU, unless, of course, a team drafts and signs him quite high in the draft. And he has been mentored, Lauren, by one of the same people who has mentored you and me. Nazareth assistant coach and MLB Network teammate, Jim Thome.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me means the world.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Sources confirm that fun.
On 670 The Score.
I love it when John Morosi is on the show because he reps this area hard, whether it's Nazareth Academy or Oak Park River Forest. I don't know what he's got for us today, but it's probably something cool. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And while the MLB draft and people signing deals are still going on, someone should take a look at Alex Brown's son, Tony Brown from Mercer. If you're looking for a quality infielder that steals bases and wants to make your organization better, there you go. Hey, John.
I love it. Great to see you. I will mention that to my many sources. And fittingly, I am coming to you. I'm actually not in Atlanta, but I am at a ballpark. I'm at Michigan's baseball stadium right now, out for a jog here in Ann Arbor. So I wanted to make sure that I unified the draft topic that you had off the top with where I'm standing right now. And yes, I had the pleasure of watching Jaden Fauske take a round of batting practice earlier on this season. It was great. I was in Chicago for a game at Wrigley, and I made sure on the way home I stopped at Nazareth Academy. And I had not been standing behind second base at a high school ball field in a long time. I watch high school games, but usually I'm behind home plate. But Coach Milano let me be there during BP, and I got to tell you something. I had not seen the ball jump off a bat of a high school player like that in a very, very long time. Maybe ever, because Jaden Fauske could take one of the best BPs that I have ever seen. And by the way, Landon Thome, we'll be having a conversation about Landon a year from now because he's one of the very best players in the rising senior class. But what a great story for Jaden Fowski to be drafted by his hometown team. And yes, he is legitimately a Sox fan because when I was talking to him during the interview, I said, who was your team growing up, Cubs or Sox? Right away, Sox. And I said, who was your favorite player growing up? And guys, I have official news to break. We're all old. Because when I said, who was your favorite player growing up? He said, Jose Abreu. Growing up. Okay, so that just tells you how young the amazing young player is there in Jaden Fowski. So thrilled for him. And Billy Carlson, I saw him play at Corona High School earlier on in the season. So both number one and number two picks for the Sox. I've met them both. I've spoken with them both. Outstanding young men. The Sox got a couple of great picks right there.
Well, at least he picked an MVP. I mean, if you're going to pick a favorite player, pick an MVP in Jose Abreu. And look, we have to deal with this all the time, John. The White Sox erasure that continues to go on, where people don't account for the fact that the White Sox won the World Series in 2005.
They did.
That's not
what ESPN tells me.
I know. It keeps happening, John. And you're our guy on the ground when it comes to national media. We can't let it happen.
I'm with you. I was there. I was covering the games. Of course, Pope Leo is there in the Vatican, and as soon as he was ordained as the Pope, I remember going through, the photos. I said to my wife, hey, I was at that game. The Pope and I were in the same place. Sources can confirm that's also true. So I saw it with my own eyes. I was there in Houston when the Sox won it. I was covering the clubhouse celebration. All these things I witnessed. So that championship will not be forgotten by me, nor the thousands of fans that were there on the South Side over the weekend. What a great tribute and celebration. The Burley statue, Burley and AJ together again, certainly remembrances of the great Bobby Jenks. Konerko getting the jersey from the Pope. That was a special team. And even though I didn't cover that team every day, certainly, I did start covering the Tigers day-to-day the next year. So I was still covering a lot of the same players on that team 1 year later. What a charismatic group. I've had a chance to work with AJ in broadcasting over the years. And so for me, it brought a smile to my face as someone who loves Midwest baseball to see just how warmly that 2005 championship team was received on the South Side over the weekend.
Somehow, when the Red Sox ended an 86-year drought, that was the biggest thing that ever happened in baseball. But the next year, when the White Sox end an 88-year drought, it's nothing. I'm watching that game on TV, and I call my grandfather, who has waited forever for this, to see what his reaction was when they won. My grandmother picks up the phone and says, you can't get him. He already ran out in the cornfield shooting off fireworks. Are you telling me, ESPN, that my grandfather ran out on his own feet into that cornfield and shot off fireworks for nothing? I don't think so.
We all saw it. We all saw it.
I won't stand for it.
That's the important thing. Those that were there or those that watched it remember it well. And that team, and I think over the weekend I was glad to see how much we were reminded of what made that team so special. You had the rotation that basically didn't need a single relief pitcher for the entire ALCS. That was amazing. And certainly you go back even earlier in the first round, El Duque pitching out of trouble, a very charismatic manager and coaching staff, of course. And you know what? A guy that I think from that era and that team that never got the credit he deserved, Jermaine Dye.
Yep.
Because I felt as though when he was at the plate that runs were going to be scored. And I think Creedy, I love watching Creedy play. I remember this, and you can remember this well, from what that team was like. The next year, I think it was 06, Vance Wilson, again, a very charismatic backup catcher on the Tigers. Creedy had come up with a huge hit. I think it was early on in that first homestand of the season. The Tigers are trying to prove themselves. And I love this comparison. It's a cross-sport comparison, the kind that I love. Vance Wilson said, you know who Joe Creedy is? Joe Creedy is Danny Ainge. I don't care what his numbers are, he's going to just crush you in the big moments. And as certainly Pistons fans of a certain age, Danny Ainge crushed the Pistons. And Joe Creedy could crush the Tigers and anybody else. Whether it was a great defensive play or a big-time home run, it didn't matter if Creedy was batting 239. All those hits were huge hits. And so I think that Creedy and Jermaine Dye, I felt like were kind of similar in that they were never quite appreciated the way they should have been. But certainly those of us that watch the American League Central closely in those years knew just how great both Dye and Creedy were.
I think that's a fair argument because in 05, Jermaine Dye was pretty good with an 846 OPS. in 06 when the White Sox still won 90 games and finished third in the division, 44 home runs and an OPS over 1,000.
Unreal. And then like two years later, he couldn't get a contract. I could never figure that out. He retired way earlier than he should have. And I think that the industry didn't properly value what he brought to the team. I will say forever that he should have had. If you go back and look at his last year of Baseball Reference,
he was a 793 OPS, which is above league average.
That's wild. He should have had two or three years, as I remember it. And again, I would certainly ask Jermaine his version of events. But basically, the industry was just not offering him deals that were commensurate with what he was doing. And I just think that basically the whole industry completely whiffed. Wow. On how great of a player Jermaine Dye was. Look at that last year.
He hit 27 home runs in 2009, his last
year. Couldn't get a job.
That's amazing.
I've never figured that out.
That's a great call by you, John. No doubt about it. The All-Star game is going on in Atlanta. You cover this league. And we know that this Cubs team is in first place. And they still have some work to do because that Milwaukee team is breathing down their neck, only one game back. I know that we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. But I'm wondering what you're hearing as far as the chances that the Cubs might do some spending and might make some moves here at the trade deadline.
I think they are going to be one of the most aggressive teams in the sport over the next couple weeks. And it's because of two things. Number one, they know they've got a great team. And number two, they know that they cannot assume the division is won because of exactly what you're talking about with the Brewers. And in some ways, the Brewers might be doing them a big favor here because the way they're playing is reminding the front office, listen, we need some pieces here. And I think the pieces would be twofold. Number one, a right now third baseman, because although I believe in Shaw over the long term, clearly that's a spot in the lineup that has been too much of an out too often of the time. I think that's what I see right there. And I also look at the rotation and say, Imanaga, great. Boyd, great. You need one more stable veteran arm. The good news is for the Cubs is that enough teams have both of those things as part of their potential package to move. Let's take the Diamondbacks. Is it Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez? If it's the Pirates, is it Keller and Ke'Bryan Hayes? There are those types of combinations of teams and players that would make sense. And here's where I think it really gets interesting. I would not trade Owen Casey for one rental player, okay? I would not trade Owen Casey for Zach Gallen straight up. That'd be a no thanks for me. Just I think that Casey's got too much value, and you still don't have Tucker signed long-term. So for a rental, no. But if the D-backs come at you and say, listen, I will give you Gallen and Suarez, or Gallen and one more reliever, make it a bigger package. If you can do that, then I'm in. Same thing with the Pirates. Keller is not a rental. Ke'Bryan Hayes is not a rental. They've got some bullpen pieces there. Those that have bounced back like Bednar. I would say the Pirates, if it's a multiplayer package, or the Diamondbacks, if it's a multiplayer package, or if it's the Twins, maybe you're able to get a Joe Ryan for an Owen Casey. Casey should not be for one solo rental. But if it's multiple players or a controllable piece like Mitch Keller, like Joe Ryan, then I'm all in if I'm the Cubs.
John, you sound like in general you are advocating for them to go for it, that they should swing big and that they do have a chance here to go for it.
They do, because look around the National League. Here's my statement about the NL. There are a lot of really good teams in the NL right now. There are. But there is no dominant, inevitable team right now. Look at the Dodgers. Look how they've played for the last couple weeks. They're still a great team. They'll still make the playoffs. But is anybody right now terrified to play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoff series? I don't think so. They're a great team. They are. The Phillies are too. They have their flaws in the bullpen. The Cubs right now are among the best teams in the National League. And if they make the right moves, they have every reason to believe they can walk into October as a favorite in a way they have not been since 2016. That's what I see. The Padres and Giants, good teams. They're not scary. The Mets, good team. Look at their rotation. They're hoping on health. Good team, not scary. That is the theme of so many of these NL teams right now. And look at the American League. Tigers, they just got swept by the Mariners going into the break. If there's any year to go for it, It's now. It's now because you have the pieces in the minor leagues, Casey Alcantara, others, Brown potentially. You've got a good farm system. You spent a lot of years cultivating that. You're showing Kyle Tucker. And by the way, if you go to the World Series at Wrigley Field and Kyle Tucker sees the World Series at Wrigley Field, that's going to help you sign him long term. I don't think it's going to happen before November. But Kyle Tucker right now is seeing one gigantic infomercial as to why it's great to be a Cub. And the only way that you make that pitch better is by keeping winning games and bringing more and more playoff series at Wrigley. So I see right now the Cubs are two players away, two, pitcher and a third baseman, from being as strong of a favorite as anybody in the National League. And so now I think it's up to Jed and Carter, go out there and do it.
Lawrence, the two needs that he identified there are the ones we've been talking about. You said third base. I said they need better starting pitching if they're going to make a run in a playoff series.
It helps to get Shota back, and he was phenomenal against the Yankees this weekend. So fun to watch him go out there and dominate for sure. But the Brewers are always interesting to me. I always wonder if what they'll do, if anything. They're so strong, John, organizationally. They haven't really needed to make any big moves because they're so well run. But I wonder if the idea is that every chance at a championship is precious. I wonder if the Brewers look at it that way too, and maybe they go outside themselves a little bit.
I'd be surprised. I'll put it this way. I would be stunned if the Brewers wound up being more aggressive at the deadline than the Cubs are going to be. It would be out of character for the Brewers. And similarly, you're articulating very wisely what their modus operandi is about how they're going to run their team. You look back, and when they've had great teams, they have added incrementally here and there, but they have never taken the big swing. And in fact, one year when they were teetering on the brink of being really good, they traded Josh Hader, right? So their disposition is almost always, we've got to be a little scrappier than everybody else, and we've got to be a little smarter than everybody else in terms of the moves that we make. But that's how they get Sal Frelick, and obviously he's been phenomenal for them, Terang, Churio. And by the way, the reason why they're right on the Cubs' heels right now is because they've rejected the chance to trade Jackson Churio and Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang so many times in the past. And they've gotten a good performance from Christian Yelich. And they were very good down the stretch last year with Yelich hurt. So, and to that mix now, they've added Chad Patrick, who's been really good. Mizorowski, who is a controversial all-star selection. Their bullpen is pretty solid right now. They could maybe add an arm back there. I see the Brewers as being much more of a add a marginal arm, add a platoon bat right up at the end of the deadline at a cost beneficial way, as opposed to trading for Mitch Keller from Pittsburgh. I just don't think they're going to be able to compete with the Cubs. If the Cubs are willing to put Owen Casey in a deal, there's not many teams out there, Brewers or anybody else, that's going to be able to rival an offer of an Owen Casey like the Cubs can do it.
With Boston going on a 10-game win streak, I wonder how differently they look at their team. There have been some chatter that maybe Alex Bregman was unhappy there, that he might be someone that they could trade at the deadline. What's the latest there?
The Red Sox, in a certain way, can buy by just holding. And what I mean is, for a while, you're right, there was talk about, should we trade Bregman? Listen, they've been one of the better teams in the American League since the Devers trade. They got a little more athletic. They got a little more cohesive. Okay, Devers, we still are hearing about, is he going to play first base? Is there a disc problem in his back? The drama has followed him to San Francisco. And the Red Sox have just played better. And Rafaela is legit. Roman Anthony is a really good young player. And they're only going to get better once Bregman comes back and really is fully himself. I think in the rotation, if anything, I would look to potentially add one more arm for the short term and go for it. Because if all the reasons that I just talked about in the American League, listen, I watched the Tigers carefully here in Michigan. They're a really good team. They are not an unbeatable team. There is not a single unbeatable team anywhere in the American League. And so the Red Sox could, for my money, just keep playing the way they're playing with all that youth and athleticism. The older teams in the division, like the Yankees, they may wear down in the second half. And I think the Red Sox, they're just going to keep getting better. They're a very athletic team. They're becoming more athletic, I should say. They're not necessarily athletic all over the place in the way the Cubs are. The Cubs are an elite defensive team. Red Sox aren't there quite yet, but they're moving in that direction. And so I think they just, to me, they stand pat. Let the kids play. Let Raffaello run down every ball in center field and enjoy the fact that you've got a little bit more of a younger group. Maybe they end up adding a Ryan O'Hearn as a rental bat from Baltimore. And the Red Sox have the kind of prospects to make a deal just like that. So I would say the time of rumors of Bregman moving out, that is long gone. They're playing way too well for that to be the case. If anything, they add smartly. You know, Buehler's kind of struggling the rotation. That's going to be I would not be surprised in the least if the Red Sox win the American League East this season.
John, thanks so much for joining us as always. Enjoy your time off before the second half starts.
You got it. Enjoy the Derby tonight, the All-Star game tomorrow. And I'm going to sit here getting my trade board all figured out, who can be moving all everywhere else. So I'll be ready with even more names and scenarios the next time you call me.
I love it. That's John Morosi, our friend. Thanks, he's always great thanks. When he jumps on the show. We talked about it a little bit, but we need to talk about it more. There's continued White Sox erasure that we need to discuss. There's another incident that now makes me wonder if it's just a bit, if that's what's going on, that ESPN's just doing it as a bit. But there was a great reunion over on the South Side. It was really well done. We're going to share some of the best moments of the 2005 team coming back, them honoring Bobby Jenks, them being back together. We'll share some of that with you next here on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
If you're wondering about Burley,
His last relief appearance was in the 2000 AL Division Series against Seattle, Game 2. He has no major league save. Don Cooper, the pitching coach, on the phone. Is Burley ready? Of course.
I just was honest and said, yeah, I had a few beers in between innings, and I don't think it was a big deal. Just enjoying a cocktail.
Everett pops it up. On the infield for Uribe. The White Sox are up 3-0.
It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spieg. Spieg's with a couple days off. He will be back on Wednesday. This weekend over at 35th and Shields, I thought the White Sox did an incredible job with the reunion for the 2005 team, 20th anniversary. It was very, very cool. Tanny, you're Captain White Sox.
Although I don't have a captain's hat that they gave away during the Yacht Rock night. So perhaps if I had one of those, I could truly be the captain.
We got to get you one of those. What did you think of what the White Sox did?
You know, it's the first time in a couple of years where I was like, I wish I was at the ballpark, especially Friday, you know, going home and listening to the Burley ceremony and then seeing photos on social media of, you know, the players hanging out with the fans on the concourse, just like hanging out with some beers, waiting for the statue of Burley to be unveiled. Like, that was pretty cool. And everything, I thought they hit all the right notes, and it was so cool to see so many of these guys back. And, you know, it makes you feel old, obviously. Like, they talked about it in some of the clips, like, they feel old, then we feel old seeing them, you know. But it's hard not to love, like, a lot of the things you saw. Uribe back in the building, and the stuff about, you know, Toby Hall and the way he stood in
for
Bobby's place, and the quotes about that. It was pretty, you know, heart-wrenching, but also quite beautiful. And it was just really well done by the Sox. Per usual, they always do a great job with that type of stuff, honoring their greats. I wish I would have seen more of their players out there, but, you know, some people were not there. You know, didn't see Kenny out there. Would love to have seen Kenny out there, the architect of that team.
He deserves so much more credit. Like, now that we have a better understanding of how hard it is to win, the fact that he was the guy that put that team together and they won is incredible. Pirates of the Caribbean open back.
Yeah,
I know you appreciate that. Like, that's good stuff. And Jason's here, and Jason's also a long struggling White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool stuff that they did over the weekend with this team.
It is. Mostly I feel like that, but then also part of me feels like Tanny said, man, that was a long time ago. This is going to start to have this 85 Bears feel to it, where it's like, that's cool, but it's okay to do something like that again.
It is, and hopefully they will. But it was just not – like, it's been interesting, an interesting year for the White Sox, because I do think that, one, there is some progress, but then you have something really cool happen, like the Pope being a White Sox fan, and people thinking at first, well, he's totally a Cubs fan. Like, no. He's not just a White Sox fan. Like, he is the White Sox fan. Like, the Southside Bob. But seeing some of that cool stuff that was going on this weekend was fantastic. Let's hear from some of the guys that won that title. This is what AJ had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I just was talking about this. You know, I just got into a Twitter thing with ESPN because, you know, they wrote Bobby Jenks was on the roster. Well, I mean, he closed out the World Series and pitched in all four games. So he did a little bit more than that for that whole season. So, but that kind of just sums it up. To me, the biggest thing about it was the White Sox, you know, Red Sox won the year before, and everybody said, oh, it'd been 86 years, but people forgot that the White Sox had been longer. And also, you know, Houston, people also forget they were in the National League at the time. Right? They're now in the American League, sorry. And it wasn't a huge marquee matchup of White Sox and Astros, but to those two fan bases, it was huge. And I think it's just easy to swipe it under the rug because, White Sox, cute story. You know, we'll move on, you know, back to the Yankees or Red Sox, whatever. And at the time, and I just think people forget because they just don't – people don't do their job like they're supposed to, and they don't look into the history. And I just said that I'd take that team against pretty much anybody. I mean, 11-1 in the postseason, four complete games in the LCS. You'll never see that again. Wire to wire, 99 wins. And, you know, we beat the Red Sox. We beat the Angels. They had the MVP. They had the Cy Young that year. Beat the Astros. They had Hall of Famers all in that roster. So I think that team was great. And we just had something. And I think that people overlooked that sometimes because, you know, we didn't have a Hall of Famer on the team. We had a lot of really, really good baseball players.
Spiegs, I think, correctly has identified me as being culturally a White Sox fan. I think that is a perfect description of kind of where I'm at with this franchise. But there are things that still bother me that don't have to do with what the baseball operations of the White Sox is doing. I hate that we have to keep holding people accountable, namely ESPN, that continue to not give credit to the 2005 White Sox. Like, I don't understand. So the Bobby Jaynes thing, I understand it to this degree, that might have been an AI generated tweet, okay? But still, even if you're condensing and shrinking your newsroom, which we know that they are, there's still someone who's supposed to go, ooh, we probably shouldn't have done that.
What would that job title be? I like that. I like a guy that just pops in and says that every time they goof something up.
I'm pretty sure that that's the role of an ombudsman.
Give me it again. Give me the voice again.
Ooh, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Or maybe like a Carl Lewis.
Uh-oh. I'm going to make up for it.
You said it's predominantly ESPN. I think it's exclusively ESPN,
yeah,
isn't it?
You're right.
I've seen this before.
I haven't seen Fox Sports do this or... It has been them.
I think it was when the Hawks were winning,
yes,
their titles in the 20
teams. And they threw up everyone's title.
All the logos up there. So they show like the six Bulls logos and the three Hawks logos, and then there's no White Sox up there.
It doesn't make sense, and it makes me angry.
By the way, the red hot Chicago White Sox, 4-6 in their last 10. Pretty good.
Wasn't a great weekend.
Solidly in 29th place now ahead of the Rockies. The Rockies are not catching them this year.
Wasn't a great weekend for the 2025 White Sox. It was a great weekend for the 2005 White Sox, especially with a guy like Mark Burley getting a statue.
Do you feel like this team doesn't get the recognition it deserves nationally?
You're asking the wrong person because I don't pay attention to that. So I don't. It doesn't matter to me what people recognize us on. I know what we did, and that's you can't take that away from me. I don't care what other.
Yeah. See, because the thing about him is that if he's not having a beer, he's in a duck blind
or a deer stand or something. Yeah.
Having a beer, probably. That's what he's doing.
I didn't know that story that they came in with, that he was drinking beer in the bullpen.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I never knew that.
He was basically drunk for that save.
And it worked.
That's the beauty of it. Like,
that's the beauty of baseball.
It's stuff
you don't
like,
have to be in shape to play baseball. You also don't even have to be sober to play baseball.
They told him not to put his cleats on, that they wouldn't need them. And then it was like, so he's enjoying the game like anyone else, like having a beer. And then it's like... Hey, man, this game's going in long. We might need you. Could you go sober up and warm up? Because you might have to come out here and get a save. Pretty crazy, right?
He was good to go.
Those type of anecdotes should matter like to people. Anyway, let's hear a couple more guys on this subject. The aforementioned Jermaine Dye was asked about it. Here's what he said.
It usually starts with the family, right? You know, diehard family that... grew up watching the White Sox, usually, you know, happy that their parent or their dad or their mom got to see us before they passed away. It is tough to, we don't get all the respect that I think we should. I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to win a World Series, but to do what we did, to go an 11-1 in a playoff run, it's pretty special, but I think we know as a ball club how special we were. You had a bunch of guys that came from different teams that year and put together, and somehow we gelled really fast in spring training. And, you know, not that we thought we were going to win a division, but we saw that, you know, we were family. And Ozzie did a great job of – instilling that into us, that we got to play for each other. Play hard is the first thing, and go out there. And we had a bunch of guys that were unselfish. I mean, nobody tried to be the guy. We knew we had different guys that can be the guy at any time, and it worked out for us.
I got to tell you, White Sox fans overall, like, we have a reputation, right? Like, we're chip on the shoulder. We're angry. Sometimes we're mean.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that I think pours into that. Like, it's one thing for the battle inside of the city. And the thing is that it's not Cubs fans who do this type of stuff. Like, they know. Like, they have a friend or a relative or a spouse that is a White Sox fan, and they get it. And I've always found it interesting because I always felt like the Cubs-Sox thing from the outside looks different than it does from the inside. Like, for those of us that are here, It's your friend, it's your neighbor, you have a little bit of fun with it. We kind of all know, you know, the Cubs have a lot more fans than the White Sox, so be it. But the idea of this erasure, like, this idea of, I don't understand. I wonder if there is, like, this is us White Sox fans, like, inside of our own bubble too. I wonder if there's another team that's had to go through this.
I don't think that happens. And I don't think it happens with the Mets or the A's when they were in the Bay Area, or the Angels. I don't think people just outright forget that they exist or that they won something.
It's really weird, right?
It is. But the White Sox seem to forget they're in Chicago too sometimes. I mean, they do everything. They operate so much like they're playing in Milwaukee instead.
Well, yes, it is. I would consider them a small market team in a big market sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they go about their business. But they did win the World Series. Like, and to misidentify Chris Burke and be, like, that to me is like, what?
Won the World Series, and as John Morosi mentioned while he was on with us, one of the most, if not the most, probably the most dominant postseason run any team's ever had.
Yes. To go 11-1, it's, and to get that thing that every baseball fan romanticizes about now in 2025, the idea of a starting rotation that you can send out there
to
go get complete games. Here's an example of it. And yet, it's still...
Here's everything you ever wanted, America, except, well, it just happens to be from the White Sox.
Yeah.
And then they don't remember it.
When you,
by
ask,
the way, Jermaine Dye, great arm. That's an often forgotten part of Jermaine Dye's game.
Paul Konerko, I always found him to be one of the most thoughtful people. Whenever you asked him a question, he would think about it first and then give you an answer. He talked about all of this, too.
You know, we were just joking over there, like, every year when they come out with the World Series and all that, they'll show all the collage of highlights of everybody winning, and it's like 2001... Merck, Jesus.
Good job.
He really was fired up.
It's awesome.
2001. It'll go like, you know, the celebrations at the end. 2001, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Like, it's like, yeah, I feel like now, as if I'm going to be old and bitter about anything, I feel like that team was, like, really good. I know we didn't have the star power or the staying power, and that's part of it. I think that's what makes great teams, like, you know, the Florida Panthers right now, right? It's not that they just won one. Now you win two, you're in a different situation, right? Went to three finals in a row. So I understand that element of it, that some of these other teams that didn't dominate as much in the postseason, but they were there more years in a row, that definitely means something. But just in that 3-week tournament that was played that October, you know, we pretty much handled everybody about as easy as anybody's handled anybody. So proud to say that, you know, and if they don't want to say it, that's fine, you know, whatever. No big deal to us. We still got the trophy, you know.
Hear, hear, PK. Also, if you didn't know, Paul Konerko is crazy about hockey. Like, he loves hockey. That's why he's telling you about the Florida Panthers. More Konerko, as a matter of fact. We'll take a break, and then we'll share something interesting that happened with him. And we'll bat that around next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, another guy too, John, and I know longtime White Sox broadcaster Ed Farmer was a huge part of, you know, the team for so long in both a playing and in a broadcasting realm. I think he would have certainly loved to have been a part of this and certainly would appreciate everything that's been going on with the reunion and also with everything with having the Pope from the south side of Chicago. I think he would have been tickled by that.
I mean, what a question. That's not even a doubt. He not only did he love baseball as much as he did, he absolutely loved the White Sox, the city. I mean, born and raised. He would have had a heck of a time for sure.
That was John Garland on with Espo on Hit and Run. That's very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, Farmio would be loving the other stuff. Not the baseball. He wouldn't be loving that, but he would be loving the fact that Pope Leo is a big White Sox fan. More on that in a second. By the way, Sky Basketball and the red-hot Angel Reese going to be on the score tonight against the Minnesota Lynx. Layla Rahimi is going to be on the call alongside Kylan Mills, who does a great job with play-by-play. Alyssa Bergamini is also going to be covering the game on the sidelines. Coverage on the score starts at 6:45 and on the Odyssey app. Jason, did you see the gift that Paul Konerko got?
I did. Do you have some details on this?
Well, Tanny, share.
Ahead of today's 05 reunion ceremony, the organization is honored to invite two very special guests to the field. Please welcome to the field His Eminence Cardinal Blaise Cupich, Archbishop of Chicago, and Paul Konerko, your 2005 World Series champion captain. Today, Cardinal Cupich joins us to present Paul with a commemorative gift recognizing the 2005 team's unifying impact on the city of Chicago, the enduring spirit of that championship run, and the astounding revelation that His Holiness, White Sox fan Pope Leo XIV, was here in attendance for Game 1 of the World Series. Now, 2 decades later, Cardinal Supich honors this historic number 14 connection by presenting Paulie with a special White Sox jersey signed by Pope Leo XIV.
It's an honor to be with perhaps the most dominant baseball team in history, winning 11 out of 12 playoff games. And you know how I know that? Pope Leo told me. But he also told me in Game 2 he remembered the grand slam that you hit. He was pleased then to autograph it for you. Congratulations.
Did you have any idea the Pope knew who you were until today?
I mean, you know, over the last few months, especially when all that went down, I mean, I got a lot of text messages and a lot of, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of back and forth with people. It's obviously really cool. I mean, the fact that he was here when we played in the World Series, and, you know, I saw some footage a couple of weeks ago. He's wearing a hat, a White Sox hat, you know, at the Vatican. Like, that's, who would have thought that? You know, that's pretty cool. So, it's kind of surreal. I'm sure my mom will have some opinions on it in terms of the meaning of it and that I need to get back to church. But we'll deal with that as it comes.
He signed it for you, right?
It's his signature's on there and all that. And I got to sign one later to send back to him. I'm not sure he's as excited for mine to get there as the other way around. But I'll return the favor for sure.
So, Tanny, did Konerko send the Pope a jersey?
He did. The White Sox on their social media, they have Paulie signing the jersey and they're going to send it back to him.
Oh,
so,
Paulie
made
that.
Good on that, obviously. Yeah, there's no doubt about that he would. But, yeah, so now the circle is complete in that regard.
That's great. The Pope Leo Konerko jersey signed.
I just Gene Hanna saying, His Eminence.
Yeah, he got everyone with that one because everyone's like, oh, my God, here comes, that's the Pope's music. And then the Pope comes out. And it's like, it's still Blaise Supich. It's still the Archbishop of Chicago. Like, it's a big deal. But
should have leaned into the name more.
Yeah. Blaise Supich.
Blaise had it right, my friend, with the most dominant team in history.
He did. He learned that from Pope Leo.
I'm glad it was a normal jersey and not the weird City Connect.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point.
Jersey that looks like some kind of cross promotion giveaway night jersey
with the Bulls.
Yeah,
I didn't like that one either. Other people liked it better. I do like everything around, all the gear that has come out of it, I like, but the jerseys themselves, I don't like, if that makes any sense.
It looks like it should have a corporate logo on it, like it was free to the first 10,000 fans.
You're 100% right about that. This week here on The Score, we're going to get some Cubs classics for you. So, because, you know, it's All-Star week, so we'll have some of the cool classics like Game 6 of the NLCS and Game 7 of the World Series. That's Wednesday and Thursday night on The Score and the Odyssey app. Big thanks to everyone who was involved with today's show. Thanks to John Morosi. Man, that guy has endless energy. We really appreciate him, and we appreciate Herb Howard coming in and hanging out with us as well. Thanks to everyone who is going to go out on Thursday and go hang with Ozzy and Layla at Four Winds Casino. 4:30 to 6 Central, 5:30 to 7 Eastern. They're going to have a pool party at Four Winds Casino out in New Buffalo, Michigan. Jason, thank you very much for sitting in for Speaks. You're back tomorrow.
Back in the building.
You're back in the building. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to have fun doing it. For Alex, for Tanny, for Jason Leisure, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for all the love and support you show this show on an everyday basis. We're going to do our best to return the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Spiegel at Home show here on The Score.
Cubs baseball is on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.